Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 21, recorded September 9th, 2013. The Death of Video Responses. This Week in YouTube is brought to you by ProXBN. ProXBN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off new accounts, go to proxbn.com/twit and use code TWIYT. And by Ting.com. Ting is a mobile phone service that makes sense. Save money with Ting, pay for what you use, doesn't require a contract, and offers unlimited devices on one pooled plan. To save $25 off your first Ting device, visit twiyt.ting.com. That's twiyt.ting.com. Hello, and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson. This is a show that will teach you all about YouTube, how you know, you're a creator, we're creators. We're going to let you know what is going on in the world of YouTube in the past weeks. Of course, every week, the wonderful, the hilarious, the beautiful Lamar Wilson. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you, Jet?
I'm doing good.
I almost forgot your name right there.
How you doing? Chad.
Yeah, I think we're both tripping right there.
Yeah, a little bit. We should definitely say right off the top of the show, both of us are recovering from colds. I know mine was a cold. What was your?
I don't know. It's just this ongoing throat thing that won't go away. So I haven't had sleep in about 18 hours besides my 2-hour nap.
Sleep schmeep. Who needs it? Who needs it? Off the top of the show, a little bit of housekeeping. Last week, we were dark because of the U.S. holiday of Labor Day. The whole studio shut down, and I forgot to mention it the week before. So if your feeds are missing an episode, we are sorry. We just didn't do a show last week. Sorry to keep you waiting. Now, this week, we have a ton to talk about. There's over 2 weeks of YouTube news that we need to touch on, but
30 minutes.
Say again? Yeah,
and we got 30 minutes.
30 minutes, right? But a little bit more housekeeping today. At around 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, YouTube will go into maintenance mode again. So, what do people have to worry about once we're in maintenance mode?
Well, it's going to be read only mode, which means that you won't be able to comment on videos, like videos, share any of that stuff that we as creators need. That's one of the reasons I put my video up around 10 a.m. this morning so we can kind of get the momentum. So if you're planning on uploading, you might, if you want to try to get it in the next, if you're live, in the next 50 minutes, because they're going to be for 6 hours in maintenance mode. That's a very long time. And also, they made it a point to mention that we won't have live events as if that many people use that. They really stressed the live events will not be available. It's like, what about our videos? Forget the live events.
Yeah.
That was just something funny.
They're like, whoa, everyone slow down with the live events. I know.
Yeah, please.
You won't
There's
be
way
able,
too many.
Yeah, you know, I know YouTube is a live event platform that everyone uses every day for live events.
Every single day.
Yeah, so. Very, very, okay. Good to let us know.
Yeah, I hope that we'll talk about in the main story why they're going into maintenance, because we have a scoop on that. But I hope they start minimizing this, because every week is getting a little annoying.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always on these Mondays. It seems
it's been on Mondays.
Everyone's like, you know, maybe people are just still sleeping in. Man, they won't even notice. Now, YouTube also sent out a blog post to the creators' blog spot, and it detailed a few kind of neat things. First, that the live streaming with 100-plus subscribers, which we had heard about before. Mm-hmm. Some top fans, another feature that we had heard about before, but I hadn't heard, and this was on September 3rd that they sent this out. But then something I had not heard of, a Partner Awards Silver Play Button sort of program, basically in recognition of people who've gotten over 100,000 subscribers, which is someone like you, Lamar.
Woo!
You get a plaque with a silver play button in it.
Yeah. I haven't been able to sleep because I'm so excited to get this.
I know. I'd be wanting the tracking number immediately so I could watch it.
I'm grateful for it. It's like we were talking about this before. It's a nice token, something to put on my wall. Like, this is my job, right? So, you know, in other jobs, you get awards or employee of the month or something. It's a nice thing to put up and say, hey, I've achieved something on YouTube. They also have a gold one for when you hit 1 million subscribers. So it was nice that they made something for people like me.
It does. So it's funny because I had not heard of the YouTube Partner Rewards program. I thought that like AdSense was your reward, you know.
Yeah, it's relatively new.
Right. And so you go through and there's actually a little video that explains a little bit about it. And this is the most condescending video I have ever heard. It's like,
you know how to make magic. You know how to inspire millions.
Good for you.
You make headline news, and you've reshaped the media landscape.
You've made all of our paychecks happen.
You entertain, you teach people, and make them laugh.
It's like, oh, thanks. I didn't know that.
Creators.
You're being negative.
You are what makes YouTube.
I am being negative.
It's time to tip our hats and raise our glasses to you. YouTube Partner Rewards.
Maybe it's just her voice.
You and the audience you've built.
No, she's too happy.
and it explains like when your channel passes major thresholds.
Okay, so the major thresholds are 100,000 subscribers and then 1 million subscribers. And
they don't have anything in between
it even
yet.
Lists the people who have gotten to 1 million subscribers. And there's only like a handful. Like there's
a lot more to this.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. I guess I didn't think about that. But it was just like. You know what? You have spent years of your life and hours upon... I don't know. Out of the YouTube creators, they work the hardest. They are the hardest working individuals, most dedicated individuals that I know. It's just like, we're going to give you a plaque with a golden play button in it.
Hey, I will take my plaque, sir.
Okay.
All right. You stop being jealous. Stop hating on my plaque.
Make sure to put it on the wall. Like you should get rid of the subscribe pillow and put the plaque there.
It's going right where I can't even focus. You see where Spider-Man is? Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, right. Where are my fingers? Yeah, it's going right there.
Nice.
Right on his face.
Nice. Like, oh, you're going to keep the Spider-Man poster there.
Oh, he stays there. Okay. The plaque would go over.
I got it.
Just in case.
No, and there's nothing else that it seemed like. Let me make sure that I'm not misquoting. What else? I mean, you get a plaque and...
No, that's all it looks like they're giving right now. So,
right.
All right.
Cool.
So, cool. So, the other story we have is we talked about this already. So, just a quick update. Maker Studios actually officially bought Blip TV, and now they're looking for some more money because they spent a lot of money on them. And, you know, they're trying to build a platform off of YouTube and monetize it. They may succeed, they may not. But they have a lot of big people. They have PewDiePie, and it's funny, they're actually. On some level, getting Ray William Johnson back with this show that is on Blip, that's going to be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this just update. They bought them. It's official. The first network to buy a platform like this. And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yep. In this article by Peter Kafka, he mentioned that what he suspects that Maker paid for Blip was $10 million in Maker stock and then possibly cash payouts. If the company hits a certain goal later on.
Which is pretty cheap.
Which is actually pretty inexpensive. But now, that's considering that Blip had already hit a $24 million in funding, and Maker has already hit $36 million in funding. So if you think about it, it's close to a third of all of Maker's funding so far.
Yeah.
But Blip has a sizable... I mean... They're hoping that they can be a YouTube a platform to share videos that will compete against YouTube.
I'm excited to see what happens.
See what they do with it.
Not a big fan of Maker, but I'm excited. I mean, I don't hate them. I just, you know, you hear stuff.
Yeah,
but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we like to show off notable videos whenever they happen. And this week. This ad has been that. No.
Yeah, this ad is the best.
Yeah, this is the best ad ever. Yelvis, which I always think of Elvis, but with a Y, has released this video that I have seen exploding all over.
No, it's
Google,
crazy.
Google Plus, Twitter. We had it on NSFW. Basically, well, here you can just kind of enjoy it for just a bit. He's mentioning all these animals that make specific sounds, and the production quality is really, really, really good. And this took me by surprise. I had never seen anything made by these guys. And here's the chorus. And lighting.
I love it. I love it.
Like in a forest. There's an old man reading a book to a child. It's like... And it's like, it's music you could dance to, but it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's completely... And I love how people in the comments are... you know, it shows you how YouTube commenters are. They're sitting there taking it seriously. Why does music like this exist?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. Come on.
Yeah. No, this
is... There's clearly a joke here.
So, I had never... What took me... And immediately people are going, this is the next Gangnam Style. Like, this is the next big thing. Like...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to go viral super, super immediately. And I was taken aback because the production quality is so good, and I had never heard of this channel or these people. It's apparently Jelvis is a Norwegian group that has their own TV show. I think it's like a late night talk show where you kind of sit around and they mention people. Yeah. I looked it up a little bit more. And so this isn't too far outside of the realm of stuff that they do. And on top of that, they have a history of making these super parody music videos. I was trying to get Lamar into it in the pre-show.
Nope.
You should watch. Nope. You should watch live, folks, if you're not already.
Nope.
Because it's called Stonehenge. I think it's going to be bigger than Fox.
It's not. It's
undiscovered. It's a diamond in the rough,
it's not
folks.
Bigger than them.
I know. I don't think it's going to get. I think it's just me. Just me.
Yeah. This has been growing like crazy. And I mean, it's one of those things you wish for as a creator. I mean, what did it get? 2 million views a day?
Yeah.
And it's just insane.
I remember I saw it two days after they posted it. It was 3 million views. And the article that I read about it said 11 million in a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're 11 or 12 million now. It's just so. Yeah. What does the Fox say? I'm trying to get Tay Zonday to cover this. So
that would be great.
Because he covered Miley Cyrus last week.
That would be absolutely great.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he would do that, but that would be epic.
What does the fox say?
What the fox say?
We should get him to premiere it on our show. It's just...
Oh man, that would be awesome.
That'd be hilarious. That would be super funny. Well, anyway, we have come to the moment in the show where we have to thank one of our sponsors who make this fine podcast and show for you, ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network that how a virtual private network works is your internet is tunneled from your computer to their servers on the other end. And they have servers located around the world. And so you don't have to worry about what's happening between your computer and their servers. You don't have to worry about your own ISP spying on your internet connection, maybe the six strikes rule or any other sort of surveillance that might be happening on the network that you're connected to, an open Wi-Fi hotspot, that sort of thing. And of course, because their servers are located around the world in UK, Asia, and many more, your internet is now truly region free. You don't have to worry about those silly this video is not available in your country. You could go to the BBC iPlayer, for example. So protect yourself. ProXPN works with your iOS or Android device, allowing you to use your data plan. And they also now have a app for Android in the Play Store that now supports OpenVPN. So you don't have to use PPTP, but you can if you want to. It's funny because I actually have it downloaded. And I went to what's my IP address com, and it says that I am located in London at the moment. You can see a little bit of the UK there, and that's where it thinks I am.
And that's
I'm cheating the system with Pro XPN.
Hey, no, that's good. That's
absolutely
a good thing.
Absolutely awesome. So here's what you need to do. Head on over to proxpn.com/twit. Normal accounts are normally $9.95 for a month or $74.95 for an entire year, but we have a special offer for you. If you use the offer code TWIYT, you can receive 20% off the lifetime of your account. That's less than $5 a month if you sign up for the yearly plan. So if you're not satisfied, of course, you can cancel within 7 days for a full refund. Head on over to proxpn.com/twit and sign up with the offer code TWIYT. And I truly thank ProXPN for sponsoring this episode. And I think that you're going to love the service. So go check it out.
Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, Lamar. You've been on YouTube for how long?
I've been on YouTube since a little bit before 07. So math would suggest 6-ish years.
Yeah, so you've been there at, in the kind of the dawn as more people were coming in and sharing content and doing things like, what are those called? Video responses?
Oh, my gosh. Video responses was how I got most of my subscribers in the early days.
That's how I met a lot of my friends. Like the ones that I have now were, matter of fact, the first main video that I did was called 51 Things in My Room. It's not up anymore. It was a video response. And then I saw other people's video responses, replied to them, and became friends with a good number of them. And we're still friends today. So it was a little disappointing to hear from the YouTube creator blog that on September 12th, they're going to get rid of the video responses. We actually have a video response of a guy responding to this, which will be our last video response that we get.
Yeah.
So let's check
take it away.
Hey, everybody. No intro, no outro. This is a video response for This Week in YouTube. Today, YouTube announced that there will be no more video responses as of September 12th, which is kind of ironic. So my question to Lamar and Chad, what is the impact? They're talking about video links in the comment section. My opinion is if the thumbnail for the video comes up in the comments, might be okay. But I am one of those small channels, so video responses gets me a little bit more exposure. And as a small YouTuber, exposure and finding a bigger audience is really an important aspect of where I'm at in my YouTube career at this point. Thanks for taking a look at the video, and I will see you guys later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he makes a good point about, because what they said in the article, just to paraphrase, is like, so we're getting rid of this, but in time, we got some exciting things that might replace it, like leaving the video link in the comments, and that'll be easy for you to find. Or you can just search the name of it. Now, the video in the comments is a little scary, because you know what's going to happen, Chad. Hey, guys, I'm brand new on YouTube. Check out my video.
Yes.
And that's all the comments will be. And I think that'll be more of a nightmare.
Or it'll be spam bots who say, check out such and such. I learned how to make $30 and I'm sitting in a cafe at $30 a day. It's great. Check out this video about it. So
why do they have something in their mouth when they say that?
Because my mouth is full of food because I can feed myself because I did this thing. Watch the video. I immediately said, well, links in the comments aren't going to work because you can't do any links in the comments. And then of course you read the blog post and YouTube mentioned that they're going to start that. I really wonder how that's going to work because first, I would suspect that it would work similar to a video response in that you can't leave a video response about a different video. It has to be one that you've made. So I bet you can only link to a video that you've made out of your channel is what I suspect. So that spammer stuff. But to kind of go back on a history of the video response, it was a really good way to make YouTube social in that someone could make a video and then your response to the video would show up right underneath the video. And so if it was controversial or maybe you had something to add to the conversation, you could do that. And it was kind of like Twitter where you had you could click on the tweet. You know, this is how Twitter works now. You click on the tweet and you can see responses. You'd watch the video and you'd see the responses and you could add to the conversation.
Some people's channels are 100% built on video responses.
Right.
That's how their channel works. They engage with their audience.
YouTube felt back in the 07s and 08s that it was a network of creators talking to each other. The vlog was a way to have a conversation where someone else could, and then you'd respond back to their video response, and you'd say, mm-hmm. "Hey, this is a response to this video. Make sure you watch it before you watch this one." And then YouTube started minimizing the response, and they started like they buried it, they moved it down. Then I think you even had to hit like another tab to go to the video responses. And one of the reasons they're saying that they're taking it away is because there's a 0.0004% click-through rate, which makes tons of sense because YouTube has hidden the video response from now on.
I was going to say, of course it's that low because no one can see them anymore.
Right.
You can only see two in a row now when you used to be seeing more than that. And they just look awkward.
Yes.
And it's very hard to get them. It's hard to even know how to leave the video response.
Yes.
I did a rash of videos in April when I did the Vita vlog every day in April. About 5 to 7 of those videos were me requesting people to do video responses. And I swear, like, I found new creators, people who were fresh, who I now like either mentor or just support because they're so awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lose that. And I'm upset about that part.
A big time. I mean, and the only way that a video response would be able to be seen if it was in the comment section is that if you posted the video response and then other people on their own behalf thumbs up your comment so it became the top comment. And if you're someone who's small, just like what Chillin was saying in the video response we watched, mm-hmm. if you're someone who's small, getting other people to thumbs up your comment is incredibly difficult. Or they have to click through, watch the video, then decide that it's good, go back, and then thumbs up, which is way too many steps.
It's too. I'm hoping they have some common sense and have a good system. I think the biggest outcry that people are saying, I watched quite a few people's videos on this, is that YouTube doesn't have anything in place. If you're gonna, and this just comes down to anything that you ask people to do, even if it's in a family. If you're gonna take something away, say no, you can't do this. You need to provide something that we can do,
and they haven't
provided it. What they want you to do is forget about this, and then they'll come out with something much later, and then by then you've moved on.
I'm going to be bearish on this, is that I don't think that YouTube will come out with a good solution for a video response because we've seen over the past years that they don't want them to exist. They would rather content creators be singular content creators. It's amazing that they're destroying the discussion that happens on YouTube and that they're focusing on single content creators without any external video response. Mm-hmm.
This will literally change how people do videos. I mean, it will cause some to be more creative. Maybe they will use Google Plus more or Twitter or something like that to send their video to the creator. Right. That'll be a good side door. And maybe you do need to offload your audience a little bit. We talked about that many times.
Yes.
About finding a way to get them off YouTube. And so we'll see how that happens.
Even like a service like Tumblr is great because you have multiple inline comments.
Yes.
You know,
I forgot about Tumblr. That's a really good
but
one.
But I mean, it really does distress me because it was in the DNA of YouTube to be able to communicate back and forth. And now that's gone. And you can tell that YouTube is moving to a different way.
Yeah. I mean, like someone just said in the chat room, I could see them pushing it to Google Plus or something because they really desperately want that to work. Leave a video response to Google Plus or something.
But Google Plus's videos aren't. I mean, unless if they integrate, and they probably will integrate it more. But the Google Plus video uses the Google uses the YouTube player, but isn't associated with YouTube. Like, so if you upload a video,
it'll just be an embed. I mean, right. it'll be your link to whatever video you made on YouTube.
Okay,
because the raw video that you leave, you wouldn't get any credit. It would never be on your channel. That'd be kind of silly,
right? Because now, if you upload a video to Google Plus, it doesn't upload to YouTube as well. It's only on your channel. So they would need to integrate that as well.
It's a mess.
It is a
but,
mess.
But people wanted us to talk about it. So I agree. We've been around for a while on YouTube, and I'm telling you, that's how I started. That's how I met my friends who are still friends to this day. Met some people earlier this year. And so I got to find a different way to meet people.
Right. And even, like, just give us a screenshot of what the comment video thing is going to be. Because, yes, you mm-hmm. you gave us that little tiny bit of information, but we want more. We really want to know how YouTube is going to give us the functionality that we want to have a conversation on YouTube. Very, very, very much a bummer.
See, now I'm about to flip my desk. I'm really upset.
I know. It's
But I'm not because the computer's on there. But.
Okay. Well, anyway. You know what you should do?
What should I do?
You could call people and let them know how upset you are.
Chad, how can I do that?
With our next sponsor, Ting.com. I'm so glad that Ting is a sponsor for This Week in YouTube because they are seriously great. I used them when they joined Twit as a sponsor. They gave me a device that I used, and it was great. It uses Sprint as a their national network, but you don't have to deal with any of the other carriers' BS. Ting is truly a no BS mobile service. Basically, when you sign up, you get everything that you expect from an amazing service. It's contract free. There's no early termination fees, and you get all of the features that you need and want with a cell phone. You get voicemail, caller ID, and then some stuff that is like super awesome. Tethering, you get tethering, hotspotting, three-way calling, call forwarding, and much more. So these are all just normal features that are all part of your normal service. No add-on charges for these things that you expect from a phone that a lot of other people charge you for. So first, here's how it works. If you're going to sign up, first you purchase a mobile device through Ting. You'll receive it within 2 to 5 business days, and you can get used devices or refurbished devices. They have a whole bunch. Now these are unsubsidized, but this is the way it should be. Then you go to once you have your device, you can activate it, and you can either choose a new phone number or an existing one, and then Ting will break out your rates based off how many minutes you use, text messages, and megabytes, and then bill you at the end of the month for what you use. And you can easily see how that tier plan is set up if you just head on over to twiyt.ting.com. They have sort of like a little block section on how that works is if you use so many minutes. But you don't have to worry about it. You just use what you use, and then they'll bill you at the end of the month. So save money and better manage your phone because they have a really great management service. So you just head on over to twiyt.ting.com. And if you use twiyt.ting.com, you can also save $25 off of your first Ting device when you sign up. And remember that Ting also offers unlimited devices on one plan. So if you want to have a family plan that has 20 devices, go crazy. Ting lets you do it the right way. So once again, head on over to twiyt.ting.com and start saving today. And we thank Ting for their support of This Week in YouTube. And truly, they're a great, great company.
Yep. Just a segue, I have one of my phones is a Ting phone. It's an HTC One. It's a no BS service, and it works. The LTE and everything works great on it. So, and they run off Sprint. So I'm not part of the ad. I'm just testifying.
Yeah,
that one of my phones is on it and it works and I love it.
I'm thinking about upgrading. I'm gonna get rid of this phone and I'm gonna jump off Verizon, and Ting is probably where I'm gonna jump.
Thank you for getting rid of that Galaxy Nexus finally.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, not yet, but eventually.
Okay.
So, do you have a tip for us this week? A YouTube tip?
It's kind of a YouTube social media tip.
Creator tip.
That's a creator tip. What I've been thinking, Chad, is that as a creator, sometimes we can, you know, we're trying to offload and get more of our audience off of YouTube, right? And so in an effort to do this, sometimes we end up stretching ourselves too thin. We'll promote a Google+, we'll promote a Twitter, we'll promote an Instagram, Tumblr, MySpace for musician people, and on and on and on, and Vine, and all these different things. And that's fine and good. And I'm not getting on people who do that because there's some who can management effectively.
The idea is like, I should be on every service. If there's a service, I should be on it.
But what happens with that is that you inevitably end up watering down the content. You know, you're not giving your audience your all, or you're just duplicating the exact same thing on each network, which people will be like, well, why should I follow you here if you're just going to say the same thing over here? So one of the things I was doing some research about this, and I decided that it probably would be best if I focused on one to two networks. I chose two that are the strongest for me, and that I feel like if I build on those networks specifically, that they'll be stronger and they'll grow faster versus me stretching myself thin. So, you know, for me personally, Twitter, number one, obviously, that has to be for any creator. I think Twitter is the one that you get that instant communication with your audience. And for me, because of what I do with the tech and because I got a million people over there, Google Plus, it works for me. I need to, like, invest more time. I even asked the Vikram Datra, the vice president of Google. I sent him a message a few months ago. He answered it back in 2 minutes because I guess he likes me. I don't know. He messaged back and said, you know, talking about engagement on Google Plus. He's like, you know, he said, as a vice president, if I just posted Google announcements, no one would follow me. But he says, you know, that Google Plus is a place that you post, you know, you can post life events, check in where you've been and all that. And that's how you build up people. People get to know you as a person. And I feel like if I was on Facebook and all these other places, I wouldn't do that to the full. So I've decided to kind of streamline a little bit. I'm curious what you think about that, Chad.
I like it a lot. Basically, I decided a while ago, not because I was trying to be smart, but because I was just fed up that I was only going to post and do stuff on social media networks that just naturally kind of fit into my lifestyle. And so I pretty much gave up Facebook. If anyone has ever gone to Facebook and tried to look me up, like I'm never there. I can't stand the service. The easiest way for like an easier way that, to me is to think about what you just said is do only what naturally feels fine. And hopefully you'll be good at it for a long time. I actually didn't do like any social media, and I don't think that's the right thing to do, but that's kind of what I did.
Love it.
I really truly agree with the don't blast to everything, because it's not genuine and people can tell that it's not genuine. If you post something on Google Plus that's less than 140 characters, and you can kind of tell that you're just like, this is just a cross post from Twitter. Like, I can kind of just tell that you were writing this and packaging this for Twitter, and then you just kind of put it onto Google Plus because it's another area, and it does turn people off. That
they're two different services. I mean, right. Google Plus, people want some type of discussion, and then you have to be there for a few minutes to kind of discuss with them. You right. can't just drop and run because people will just drop you. Twitter, you can drop and run, you know, but it's good to. So, you know, if I can't answer people, favorites have turned into a cool thing where my favorite is acknowledging that you said something cool to me. Yeah. And so that's the thing that's going on. So I like that. But you're right. Like you mentioned Facebook, and a lot of the teenagers who follow me or who are on YouTube with me, they're not using Facebook anymore. They've kind of moved on. And a lot of the adults too. That doesn't mean they're using Google Plus, but they're on Twitter more.
Yeah.
Or they're on Instagram. And Instagram, as much as I love it, has not really had I have a good number of followers on there, maybe 8,000, 9,000. But it's like, what is it doing for me? It's like Instagram is one of those weird things that it's not serving a purpose. So,
yeah. And finally,
I'm going to minimize.
The cherry I put on top is experiment. Need to fall in love with the social media that you have chosen. And the only way to do that is to have fun on it. So experiment, test around. If you're having fun, other people will tell that you're having fun. And so just go crazy. Cool.
Crazy.
Well, let's go crazy.
Wow. So Chad, in your crazy moment that you're in right now with those eyes, what did you work on last week? Were you out of town doing the other things?
It's funny because the past weeks have been kind of bad, especially whenever convention hits. I've been horrible. But I've actually managed to get up a few pretty good episodes. In my Let's Play series, I've done three pretty good videos. Three pretty good. I'm like, Tony, they're okay. I don't know.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
Thank you. One is I did a Let's Play of Papers, Please, where we had a little bit of a snafu, and I spent a little bit of time editing it together, and I'm truly happy with how it turned out. I didn't realize there was nudity in the game. And so I had to kind of cover it up with a shaking image of my own head. there. I thought that was pretty a clever thing, and that's just a hilarious thing. And then also I got a good chance to play with a lot of really really awesome Minecrafters on a direct fire map. If you want to spend an hour watching me play Minecraft, you can go and check out that video. And then finally, I found the first time that I ever saw Minecraft in all of my life. It was actually streamed live when I was working for a guy named Brian Brushwood. And so we have the first moment that I ever heard about this game, to the point where when I first Google searched it, I searched for Minecraft. You can see it down there in the bottom. Not mind, like mine. Sorry.
Right.
Minecraft. I searched for Minecraft as if part of your mind.
Of course you did, Chad.
Of course. So those are all up on my channel at youtube.com/omgchad. What have you been up to this past week?
Ooh, okay. So last week, Labor Day, that was a day because I went to YouTube stars Glozell's house because she did a video where she broke her MacBook, like literally with a sledgehammer and smacked, brand new one she just got from the store because she was mad that something didn't work. So I went there to verify that it wasn't a hoax, and I made that a video. So
what?
That happened. Yeah, people did not like that video. They weren't mad at me. They were mad at her.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. Today I did a really good video. I encourage you, if you're in the tech audience, I encourage you to watch it. Yeah, that's close. I encourage you to watch today's video, which is called the Apple Experience, and it's a rant about how people. How they feel about the experience of a phone versus specs, and you know, just this Android Apple war is just so, I'm so done with it. So and that leads to tomorrow's announcement, which I'll be covering as well.
Oh yeah,
Apple announcement. So I'll do a video on that. Yeah, so that's it.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a video every day this week.
Go head on over to youtube.com/LamarWilson to
youtube.com/OMGChat.
Yes. Oh, those two.
That's a thing.
Those two. It's a thing. It's a thing. I've tried to make it a thing. So go ahead and head on over, and if you feel like checking us out a little bit further. Of course, you are watching This Week in YouTube, and if this is the first episode you've ever caught, make sure that you subscribe. Catch the future episodes, too. We are at youtube.com/TWIYT. Every week, we discuss YouTube news, YouTube, the stuff that's going on that you should know about as a creator. And, of course, you can always email the show. It's in the show notes as well. Or check us out live if you happen to be around on Mondays at around 5 p.m. Pacific time.
You're not doing anything.
No, you're not doing it. Mondays, 5 p.m.? You're off work.
Yeah.
Nothing's good on television.
Get over here.
I don't think. Yeah. I don't watch
Monday Night Football, I guess. But that's later. Though.
What is sports bar ball?
Yeah, who cares? I don't watch sports.
So come on over. It's fun to have you in the chat room. Theater Monkey, who actually does our show notes on the wiki, is here in studio. He's physically, I can look at him right now.
Tell him I appreciate his work. I do.
He's really awesome. He's raising his hands. He's really happy. So,
all right.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much for watching This Week in YouTube. We will see you next episode.